As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution burning in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Moon Day, October the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast. I've become vocal local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts, always news, like to say good news, hard to find that, however, hard facts, that's for sure, workable solutions, when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America of all things. Interactive talk radio. Name of the game, be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Always lots of good active chatting going on in there. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. Be calling at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Boy, did I get a pile of email over the weekend. Thank you so much for that. BVLhost@centurytel.net. If you want to add to the pile, BVLhost@centurytel.net. Go ahead, pile in. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Exeter, Missouri, 65647, P.O. Box 96. Big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. I'll carry in the broadcast this morning. We thank them for doing so. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Write it down. Scratch it on your monitor. Don't lose it. I don't talk about it too much. Anyway, that number is there for you all the time. Precious metals, equities, crude, and USDX begin the week in the green. We'll talk about that in the market summary. United Nations Day, the EU consensus building, Saudi royal succession, KXL pipeline. It's all in the news basket today. Socialism, Ludwig von Mises, Dicey, Smoot, and who knows where we'll go. But, of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. And much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, Moon Day, the October of 24, 2011. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading up $15.60 to join everything else in the plus side today. Only a couple of minor downticks in the foreign exchange rates. Everybody else in the green this morning. But anyway, gold was up $15.60 at $1,657.60 a troy ounce in the spot market. Silver up 23 cents at $31.63 an ounce. Platinum up $23 at $1,534 an ounce. And palladium up $17 at $629. So we're starting out pretty good in the metals market for this week. The lows and highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,640.20 an ounce for a low, $1,663.20 for a high. But at $1,657.60, your gold is up year to year $330.60 for a 24.90% return on your investment. And you won't get that in CDs, I can guarantee you. The SPDR gold shares overnight, continuing this unusual freeze frame play that they're doing, I think, as they're moving towards November the 11th of 2011. Watch that date, 11-11-11. Watch that one. SPDR gold shares claim to be holding 1,227.51 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at $64.8 billion. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Monday, October the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network to you live, day in and day out. Back into our news segment again for this morning. We can find in gold this morning up $15.60 as of an hour ago. Yeah, New York trading time, of course, 9 o'clock a.m. That's when I capture these numbers every day. Put them on my big chart, you know, and watch as things go up and down. Silver up 23 cents at $31.63 an ounce. Platinum up 23 bucks at $15.34. And palladium up $7 at $629. The Dow Jones Industrial Average. No, I didn't get to the London Gold Fix, did I? Yeah, maybe I didn't. Anyway, they set the price this morning at $1,651. It's been above that most of the morning. Things are looking fairly cheerful in the marketplace. The SPDR gold shares again unchanged at 1,227.51 metric tons. The Dow Jones on Friday closed up 267 at 11,808. Wow. They drug out the fire hose again and shoved it in the hydrant. Anyway, NASDAQ closed up 39 at 2637, and the S&P 500 closing up 23 at 1,238. Where it'll go today, anybody's guess. Crude oil this morning, I guess they like blowing holes in Muammar Gaddafi. Crude oil is up this morning on a positive note, up 61 cents at $88.01. Oh, boy. The U.S. dollar index, of course, you know, nobody likes to see the price of crude oil go up unless you happen to be part of the Saudi family or something, or Canadian. Anyway, crude oil up 61 cents at $88 and a penny. U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 16 basis points, 76.44. You can find out all about that at the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com, theice.com, one of the oldest trading bourses out there. That impacts the foreign exchange rates for this morning. The Canadian loonie bumps up 19 basis points, exchanging against the dollar at 99 cents as it nears parity once again. The Mexican peso, firmly placed at a 7 cents now, up 58 basis points. It's going to take you 13.5990 pesos to come up to a buck. Anyway, the euro off 24 basis points at $1.39. Likewise, the British pound pounded us over the head with the pound, down 16 basis points at $1.59. The Swiss franc also off a little bit, off 36 basis points at $1.13 U.S. All that's your foreign exchange rate stuff. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness to U.S. Treasuries at 0.28%. The 10-year, the benchmark yield, is at 2.22%. And the 30-year is at 3.25. In the mortgage market, the 15-year fixed-rate national average continuing this upward trend now as the mortgages start to turn around and come higher, moving up from 3.33% a month ago to 3.45%, making it even more difficult for mom-and-pa America to refinance their homes or mortgage one of these foreclosed properties. The 30-year mortgage likewise moves up from 4.10% to 4.17%. Not a very large move, but it's going in that direction. The gold-to-silver ratio this morning will take you 52.43 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold at these spot prices. Into the economy calendar we go, where we find this morning the Chicago Fed National Activity Index is out. Richard Fisher's going to speak, and he's probably speaking now, and there will be a few other announcements today. Tomorrow, the ICSC Goldman store sales will be out. The Red Book will be out as well in the morning. Case-Shiller Home Price Index will be out, Consumer Confidence, and the FHFA House Price Index. So we'll watch that tomorrow. State Street Investor Confidence Index will be out as well tomorrow, so maybe that'll set us up for a more interesting week. The Mortgage Bankers Purchase Apps will be out on Wednesday. We'll talk about that, along with the Durable Goods Order, New Home Sales. The GDP report will be out on Thursday, the Jobless Claims as well, Bloomberg's Consumer Comfort Index, and Pending Home Sales. And we'll close the week out on Friday with personal income, outlays, employment costs, and consumer sentiment. You know, so we go to this Econoday website to get these little reports that come out, which then, you know, find their way into mainstream or lamestream news articles. And if you can find a few experts to say and tap into your Rolodex, you can make money as a journalist, I guess, building off of these simple Econoday reports. Let's go right into the news for this morning. The monetary stimulus in the news again. The Federal Reserve is likely to increase monetary stimulus, PIMCO's Mather says. Sarah McDonald and Candace Zacharias writing this one for Bloomberg. The Fed Reserve is likely to increase monetary stimulus, you know, QE2, QE3, QE4, so on and so forth, including an expansion of its balance sheet. Of course, as we've been studying the principles of accounting, written by Noble back in 1945, you find out about all these balance sheets and the income summaries and all of the various accounts. I'm telling you what, you know, you go back to the creation of the American Bankers Association, followed almost immediately by the American Bar Association, followed almost immediately by the creation of the Commission on Uniform Laws, and then the American Institute of Accounting, and you start weaving this whole web together, and you can see, my, oh, my, oh, my, what an important job the accountants have for bringing it all together. If you don't understand accounting, it's well worth your time to take a peek and find out more about it. Very interesting as to how you keep track of all these accounts and how you charge this off and that off. So that way you can come around and make a statement like this. Again, the Federal Reserve is likely to increase monetary stimulus, including the expansion of its balance sheet. You know, that's not like going from a twin bed to a king. is just expanding its balance sheet. You need to see the income summaries and everything else to understand that statement. Growth in the U.S. will be constrained next year amid an unprecedented amount of fiscal contractions. They're drawing in the money. Drawing in the money. They can increase the interest rates, or they can reduce or increase the amount of money in circulation. But that fiscal contraction is rather an unusual phrase, isn't it? Well, the listeners to this broadcast know the difference between monetary policy and fiscal policy. So what they're talking about is an unprecedented amount of fiscal contraction. Of course, that points right back to the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction and their mandate to trim $1 trillion or more out of the budget. All right? Fiscal contraction. Scott Mather, PIMCO's head of global portfolio management, said at a briefing today in Sydney, the Fed will start by changing its language before taking steps to bolster the economy, including efforts to stabilize the housing markets, he said. But he's mixing metaphors here. On the one hand, he's talking about fiscal contraction, and then he comes right around and starts talking about the Fed, which is not fiscal, it's monetary. Let's not get that confused there. PIMCO ought to know better. You'll see the language change first, and then probably some of these other things. Once again, they always change the language. You know, it's public notice. Logical positivism. We'll find something new instead of saying green shoots, you know. Green shoots and scores? No, they'll come up with something different for next year so that you won't remember anything you heard this year. But again, he says you'll see the language change first, and that's the truth. And then some of these other things. They're not done. They've told us that there's much more that they're thinking about that they can and will do. God help us all, huh? Well, Janet Yellen's yelling, and we'll find out what she's yelling about right after this.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so once again, we ought to anticipate then that we're going to see the language change first, then probably some of the other things as the Federal Reserve likely to increase its monetary stimulus continues. And it continues here. Fed Chairman, Vice Chairman Janet Yellen at San Francisco Fed said October the 21st that a third round of large-scale securities purchases might become warranted to boost an economy challenged by an unemployment rate of 9.1% and financial turmoil. But don't, you know, forget what's going on over in Europe. That large scale of securities purchases may be very well necessary to bail out the European banks in Greece and Italy and Ireland and Greece and Spain and Tunisia and Libya and Egypt and Israel and Syria and Turkey and Pakistan and Afghanistan and Iraq. Well, you get the idea. Sounds like a Stevie Wonder song. Policymakers are struggling over how to improve public understanding of their actions. Go tell that to Occupy This, right? Yeah, struggling over how to improve public understanding of their actions. Philadelphia Fed President Charles Prosser told reporters on the 12th, the Fed could make it clearer how its policies hinge on inflation, inflation expectations, and resource utilization, he said. They could also give us a recipe for marijuana brownies. I don't care. It's all just noise to me. Housing support as the U.S. economic outlook worsens, the Fed will probably expand its balance sheet by undertaking some of the steps it has hinted at previously, said Mather. Expanding its balance sheet. These may include buying mortgages, like all of the mortgages. Working with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Bank of America and, you know the list. Trying to work with the fiscal authority. What is that fiscal authority? Well, that would be Johnny Boner, right? That's the fiscal authority. And regulators. That would be that pea soup of agencies. To get mortgage finance costs down. God, if it gets any lower than this, what do you want? Mortgage finance costs? 15-year fixed-rate mortgages at 3.45%, 30-year at 4.17%. Let's not blame that. This may include buying mortgages, trying to work with the fiscal authority and regulators to get mortgage finance costs down in the U.S. because they realized they would be very powerful in supporting the economy. Are you kidding? Are you really true? I mean, are you coming through with something true here, or Mr. Mather, or what? All right. It doesn't make any difference. They've already proved that. They can lower the interest rates on mortgages down to nothing. And if all you got in your pocket is nothing, you can't qualify for the mortgage. And you're not going to go out buying something like a $400,000 Ferrari if you got no money, no jingle, no money in your pocket. It ain't going to happen. That's where we sense there's a higher degree of coordination now with the fiscal authorities, with the regulators. Well, it's just an incestuous mess. PIMCO's founder, Bill Gross, boosted holdings of mortgage bonds to 38% of assets in his $242 billion total return fund in September. Nice to have a $242 billion total return fund. I'd like to get a couple of returns on some, you know, glass bottles would work for me, from 32% the month prior. So they're getting into mortgage bonds. That's it. That's your tip to get out of PIMCO quick. Anyway, according to data on the Newport Beach, California-based company's website, sales of existing homes dropped 3% in September to 4.91 million annual rate. Figures from the National Association of Realtors show. So we got 300 million people in this country, and they're selling houses at about just under 5 million houses a year, trading hands. Well, That's a number for you. If you like numbers, let's light another number. Federal Governor Daniel Tarullo said on October the 20th that the central bank should consider resuming large-scale purchases of mortgage bonds to boost growth. They're kind of stuck on stupid, aren't they? Revisiting old ground? Large-scale purchases of mortgage bonds? Yeah. The economy probably grew in the third quarter, but then again, it probably didn't, so let's just pass up on that one. Fiscal contraction? Gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services produced, rose at a 2.5% annual rate after advancing 1.3% in the previous 3 months, according to the median forecast of economists surveyed by Bloomberg News. Of course, those are all just guesses and estimates. Like hand grenades, it's nice to be close, but really, what makes us most concerned about going into next year is that we have an unprecedented amount of fiscal contraction baked into the cake. That's right. That's what the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction is charged with doing. Fiscal contraction. In other words, quit hemorrhaging red ink. The low growth and low inflation environment will benefit U.S. Treasuries, he said. Well, there is that story. And as stories go, it wasn't half bad. Jobs outlook in the U.S. worse since 2010. See how these things don't kind of, they don't line up. They don't all march down the road together towards a bright and prosperous future. Now, do they? Jobs outlook in the U.S. worse since 2010. Survey says, this is by Shabhana Chandra. Still trying to figure out whether Shabhana is male or female. With a name like that, you wouldn't be able to know until later in the evening, would you? U.S. companies' hiring plans reflect the worst employment outlook since January of 2010. As demand slows in the world's largest economy, a private survey showed. Well, yes. Fewer companies project payrolls to rise in the next 6 months compared with the July survey, while more plan to cut workers. The National Association for Business Economics said today in Washington. Interesting, isn't it, how the National Association for Business Economics can have a voice? But apparently they do. The share of firms planning to raise prices was the smallest in almost 2 years. They're not hiring anybody. They ain't raising prices. I don't know, what are we doing, hovering on the edge of deflation? Perhaps. Businesses are concerned about the European debt crisis. Well, certainly the news is. And they're keeping it right in the front of our faces so that everyone else is, too, so that they can sweep us into Gorby's new global financial dollar system or whatever. With 30% of participants anticipating it will cause a decline in sales through early 2012, the survey showed, while companies said they expect the U.S. will keep expanding. Expanding what? Our war front? They trimmed projections for the pace of growth and pared capital spending plans, helping explain why the recovery has failed to gain momentum. Expectations are muted. And Sean Dubrovic, chief economist at the Consumer Electronics Association in Arlington. Wow, they're really digging into the barrel now, aren't they? In Arlington, Virginia, the Consumer Electronics Association, who analyzed the results. I wonder if he used a calculator. Said in a statement, the latest survey's respondents remain cautiously confident. Let's see, cautiously confident. Okay, let's add that to our retinue of words, verbiage. Within the employment outlook, 29% of the companies said they would increase hiring, down from 43% in July. That's about in half, isn't it? While 59% reported they plan no change. Uncle B, no change. No change. A 10-point jump. 12% projected a decline in payrolls, up from 8% in the previous NABE survey. The difference between those forecasting a rise in spending on new equipment in the next 12 months and those expecting a decrease resulted in an index of 41 down from 50. So they're not buying any more tools either, all right? Less growth? The dimming outlook for employment and investment stems from the slowdown in growth. One article after the next, folks. I hope you understand what's being said here. We'll be right back.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So, you know, there once was a time back in the early parts of my life, you know, back in the 50s and stuff, where a president might have a day of prayer. Well, that's gone, that's gone, that's gone, that's all gone now with Protestantism out of the window. You know, we've got the Noahide laws and all the rest of that on us and that is. That's all gone now. Now everybody's, you know, going to go up and visit with, I don't know, Dracul. Talk to Alice Bailey. You know, see what they can find in the tea leaves. Bring in the astrologers, you know. Soothsayers, forecasters, crystal balls, Ouija boards, casting the I Ching. Well, here's another one off Bloomberg. Confucius sought by bankers seeking gold in China. Yo, boy. Ying Diao. Writing this one for Bloomberg. All right. Sebastian Powell, a new graduate of Britain's Nottingham University, spends 3 evenings a week learning Chinese at the London School of Economics. Boy, that got my attention. He studies business Chinese on Monday and Chinese legal system on Wednesdays. On Friday night, instead of hanging out at a pub, he sees a Chinese film to learn more about the culture. Quote, China is the future, says the 25-year-old Powell, who wears a pink shirt and yellow suspenders. I wonder if he wears light loafers as well. And starts his training as an accountant. with Deloitte LLP in September. Okay, an accountant. I know we have some accountants out there listening this morning. They're all going, Interest in learning Chinese has surged among UK companies and professionals as firms cut costs at home and expand in China. The Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation Holdings PLC, HSBA, Europe's largest bank, said in June it'll cut 700 employees in the UK, a month after saying it plans to add 2,000 employees in China and Singapore over the next 5 years. Burberry Group PLC, Britain's largest luxury retailer, you know, Burberry's, you know, saw store sales in China increase 30% in the second quarter, twice as much as elsewhere. The UK is China's second biggest trading partner in Europe behind Germany, and Prime Minister David Cameron said on June the 27th that he expects bilateral trade to double to 100 billion by 2015. Almost 100,000 Britons are learning Chinese. 54 UK universities have Chinese courses, and 7 of them have Chinese majors, according to the Chinese Embassy in London. 16% of the British state schools taught Chinese in 2010, up from 4% in 2006. According to CILT, the National Center for Languages in the UK, the number of independent schools in English in England teaching Chinese rose to 37% in 2010 from 18% 4 years earlier, the center said. The Chinese government had 322 Confucius Institutes, the nation's language and culture promotion agency, in 96 countries by the end of 2010, including 13 in the UK. Do you attend the local Confucius Institute near you? You know, Confucius, say. Demand for Mandarin, and we're not talking about oranges here, demand for Mandarin is rising dramatically in the UK, said Catherine Caruthers, or I guess it's Caruthers, director of the Chinese program with Specialist Schools and Academies Trust, a network that includes 90% of English secondary schools. Quote, some schools cut their European languages to set up Chinese departments. If British kids... If British kids want to be a global citizen, speaking Chinese gives them a way to do that. What little global citizens? Or in their paper hats. The Confucius Institute at the London School of Economics, funded in part by UK banks such as HSBC and Standard Chartered PLC, was the world's first focused on teaching Chinese and China's business culture to the business community. Started in 2006 with about 20 students, it now has more than 100. The Institute's instructors also teach at companies such as HSBC, Norton Rose LLP, and Ernst & Young LLP. Role model? A statue of Confucius, the philosopher born in 551 BC, stands at the entrance, a gift of the Chinese government. The Institute's first student was Stephen Green. Stephen Green, like, you know, Greenberg, you know, yeah. Stephen Green, HSBC's former chairman, and now Cameron's UK trade minister. That's kind of like the Joseph principle, isn't it? Quote, he decided to do so as a role model so that more people will follow. Of course, if he just would move over to Birobidzhan, up in the Amur River Valley, up in the Jewish Autonomous Oblast, then he could be right on the border with the Chinese. He could get all the Chinese girlies that he wanted to, coolies too, and smoothies, no doubt. He decided to do so as a role model so that more people will follow. That's always like, you know, you got to get the centers of influence involved, you know. Lou spends 4 mornings a week at HSBC's London headquarters teaching one-on-one courses to senior executives. The bank also has a weekly HSBC Chinese Club, where other workers can study the language and business culture. So in America, you know, we have all of these Hispanic classes. But in England, the city, they're learning Chinese, baby. HSBC has its roots in Greater China. Well, I would say so. The opium trade has been very, very good due to Crown and Parliament assembled. Anyway, so a lot of people here have an interest in China to start with, and many of them anticipate working in Asia or China. I would say they have interest in China. They have interest in China that go back hundreds of years, said Alex Hungate, HSBC's Group General Manager and Chief Executive Officer, Singapore, who began studying Chinese 6 years ago. There is both an interest and a purpose in learning. I don't let articles like this, you know, just run under the radar. Thought you might find it interesting. There's more to it. You want to find out about Chinese? Well, it's the wave of the future, my man. It's the wave of the future. Here's another wave of the future. This is the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, NAFTA and all that stuff. Harper sees Keystone Pipeline prevailing. This by our Greek writer, Theophilus Argyrides and Bradley Olson. Interesting. Writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg New News, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper says the U.S. approval of the Keystone XL, a proposed 1,661-mile pipeline from Alberta to Texas, is a no-brainer because demand for oil and jobs will overwhelm the opposition from Nebraska lawmakers. A question I have immediately on this KXL pipeline is this. Why is it necessary for the Canadians to pipe their oil all the way across America from Alberta to Texas? What is the incentive in that? Why don't they just build a refinery in Alberta and put it on the ocean in cargo vessels and take it wherever it needs to go? Wouldn't that be a little simpler? 1,661-mile pipeline from Alberta to Texas versus a short pipeline to a place near the coast and build a refinery and export in cargo ships? Oh, well. The need for energy in the U.S. is enormous. The alternatives for the U.S. are not good on every level. Harper, 52, said in a Bloomberg television interview, Harper said he's confident the pipeline will be built. I guess you can take that one to the bank. The promise of jobs will outweigh the protests over the $7 billion pipeline, the prime minister said in a September 21st interview. So the guy's just where they want us, right? Broke, dejected, robbing Peter to pay Paul to the point that Peter's no longer willing to work. His pockets are turned inside out. He's a pauper. He's looking for a job. And pipeline work? Well, that sounds attractive. At a time when almost 1 in 10 Americans is unemployed, TransCanada Corporation expects to create 20,000 jobs to build the pipeline. Boy, that's got to be music to the ears of Barry the Usurper. Chief Executive Officer Russell Girling told reporters on October the 7th that work for suppliers and indirect staff related to Keystone would add about 118,000 jobs, according to Michigan Representative Fred Upton. Boy, the Koch brothers are probably just happy, happy, happy. Imagine Halliburton's probably pretty happy, 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 too. Who heads the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Harper's confidence is bolstered by his ability to wring trade concessions from Barack Obama, they say here, and his predecessor, Jorge Bush. Harper's confidence is bolstered by his ability to wring, you know, like, laundry? To wring trade concessions from the usurper and Jorge. Wow. I guess his confidence would be bolstered.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
And so, of course, we all know how to spell NAFTA in this. Of course, you know, there's no doubt about it, the Trans-Texas Corridor, the NASCO Corridor. We can hear it in these words, and this is what this is largely about. But again, the promise of jobs will outweigh protests. All right? This is the greatest good of the greatest number. You know, screw the people that live on the pipeline that lose their property to eminent domain. Screw them. No, let's get some jobs. But unfortunately, these are all temporary jobs, folks. These are temporary jobs. Once the pipe, ask the people that built the Trans-Alaska pipeline. You know, once those jobs were over, all the trailers with whores went back south. You know, all the carnival hucksters left town. All the druggies left town. All right, and they left the Alaskans with a pipeline. That's what they did. All right, I was there. I know. Anyway, continuing along here. Harper's confidence is bolstered by his ability to wring trade concessions. Lots of these trade concessions, you know. There's a giant sucking sound. Now that fan is going to the north. Harper's ironed out the differences over lumber duties. Lumber duties, remember that? You know, the spotted owl, right. All of our logging went to hell in a handbasket. Actually, it was all shut down so that Canada could come on the scene as the lumber supplier. You ever tried to buy a cedar shake made in America? How about a sheet of plywood? Right. You're with me on that one, right? Okay. Want an exemption for Canada on Buy American provisions. Right. Anything made in North America now is considered to be bought in America, including your Mexican tomatoes. Why can't I buy an American-made grown tomato anymore? Huh? Have you noticed the glut? I mean, it's impossible. You just simply can't find green onions anymore that are not grown in Mexico. What's the deal with that? Anyway... Want an exemption for Canada on Buy American provisions and agreed to negotiate new measures to ease congestion at the U.S. border. Of course, you get the defund the TSA, get Ron Paul in there, defund the TSA, the Transportation Security Agency, we have a lot less congestion at the border and elsewhere in all of our, what do they call those things, international ports of entry, like airports. Harper is betting his efforts will culminate in the approval this year of the Trans-Canada's pipeline to the Gulf of Mexico. I'm going to be that, what is it, Cardenio Casardas or something like that, over objections from lawmakers and residents of Nebraska. Look out, Terry Hall. Turf. Look out. They're coming from the north now. I guess it's going to be up to the people in Nebraska to build the cul-de-sac that was built between Texas and Oklahoma that turned them around down there. Now we're going to have to fend them off from the northern border. Anyway, I used to love Canada. Still do, really. I don't know why the governments are trying to create animosity between us. Every time I ever went to Canada, everything was free. I couldn't buy a beer up there to save my life. You'd leave at the end of the night, and you'd have three more waiting right there on the bar ready for you. It's unbelievable. I love the Canadians. Always have. Always will. Like those Yukoners, too. Anyway, continuing. The vast majority of Nebraskans want the pipeline rerouted away from where it can pose a danger. Well, that would be intelligent. I would imagine that the vast majority of the people in every state would like to see that. I don't know. Why does it have to be routed, where it can pose a danger? Jane Klebe, executive director of Bold Nebraska. Now we're going to have to get behind Jane Klebe, it looks like. Executive director of Bold Nebraska, a residence group. Got to get her on my Rolodex here and see if we can get her on the broadcast, said in a telephone interview, Nebraska has been the focus of the Keystone opposition because the pipeline would cross the Ogallala Aquifer, which supplies 30% of the water used in the U.S. for agriculture. Well, hell with agriculture. I mean, we're going to go back to bisons, right? We don't need any agriculture in America. You know, we have the capacity to feed the world. We're not going to do that anymore. Which supplies 30% of the water used in the U.S. for agriculture. You know, they're after the Klamath River, trying to blow the dams out of there. I guess they're trying to work up their weather wars voodoo and take out the Hoover Dam and flood Lake Havasu. And now we're going to contaminate the Ogallala Aquifer. That's brilliant, isn't it? Nebraska's top three political officials, Democratic Senator Ben Nelson, Governor Dave Heinerman, and Senator Mike Johanns, both Republicans, have come out against the pipeline's route through their state. The lawmakers are weighing whether to call a special session to pass legislation that could force TransCanada to reroute the pipeline due to concerns that a spill could soil drinking water. Soil drinking water? First time I've ever heard anybody say that. Soil drinking water? State Senator Ken Haar, a pipeline opponent, sent a telephone interview. He said the proposal by Canada's second biggest pipeline operator is drawing as much attention as the University of Nebraska football team. Well, that's quite the slur there. Guys kind of have to be a little bit on the stupid side. There's two things that about every Nebraskan is talking about. One is Cornhusker football. The other is the Keystone Pipeline. I wonder which topic is more important. Secure access, the pipeline proposed by the Calgary-based TransCanada, which would move 700,000 barrels of crude a day, would secure market access for oil companies such as Suncor Energy Inc., Canadian Natural Resources Limited, also based in Calgary, and sustain an investment boom in Canada's energy sector. So it would be good for Canada. And ultimately, maybe good for America if the employees that were hired to build a pipeline were not Canadians imported by these companies to do their work and their bidding. Anyway, continues, it says it'll create 300,000 jobs by the end of the decade. So, $20.9 billion in new spending in the U.S., more than $585 million in state and local taxes along the pipeline route, according to a study from Waco, Texas-based Perryman Group, a financial analysis firm commissioned by the TransCanada. Sound like it's going to be a done deal to you? Sounds like a done deal to me. Anyway, maybe it can be turned around. Still, I don't know. Is it a good thing? Should we have this pipeline? Is that a good thing? You tell me. 866-841-1065. Gruesome Gaddafi video may trigger a UN probe. Right. I thought it was the United Nations Security Council that authorized the use of the NATO forces. Well, anyway, what did they expect? Go around bludgeoning people and slaughtering people, and they're going to be casualties, and Gaddafi, unfortunately, was a casualty in his own land. Carolyn Alexander and Flavia Krause-Jackson collaboratively writing this one. Oh, I don't even want to talk about this. Muammar Gaddafi's last moments captured on video released on the internet. In one, he's alive, the other, he's dead. How the Libyan dictator met his end may now come under scrutiny in a United Nations probe. The whole thing makes me sick. Long article on that one. You can take a look at it for yourself. I'm not going to give these people any props for what they've done over there. It's really sad. Anyway, Saudi succession starts on Crown Prince's death. Right. What's going on here? You see, we had Tunisia and Libya and Egypt, trouble in Syria, Turkey, Iraq, Afghanistan, and now Saudi Arabia. Wow, pretty well wraps it up. The Sudan going into what? Uganda? Whew. I guess we got that north of that AFRICOM built just in time, right? Saudi Arabia, the world's largest oil exporter, is waiting for a successor to the crown prince as the ruling family gathers tomorrow for prayers after the death of Sultan bin Abdulaziz al-Saud. The crown prince's death on October the 22nd. Damn. Wow. When was Gaddafi popped? The 23rd? Crown Prince's death on October the 22nd has set in motion a challenging moment for Saudi Arabia, said Tariq Youssef, a fellow at the Washington-based Brookings Institute, in an interview in Jordan. It's time to address succession questions and react quickly. Observers are anxious about a political vacuum. Wow. Man. You talk about Arab Spring. Talk about the creation of the Mediterranean Union right-on-time delivery system. It's all lining up, isn't it? 1, 2, 3, the dominoes are falling.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, October the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we come to you live Mondays through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Now starting the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. And we're going to go to the telephones and just jump right out to Idaho and say good morning to David. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Will. Your show is the only show that generates great feelings in me, patriot-type feeling.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't catch your first hour. I catch your second hour, and then I catch your archives. But did you cover the story about the Vatican calling for a radical economic reform of a world financial system?
No, but I think we're about to. Why don't you go ahead and start?
Yeah, on the HuffingtonPost.com, he's got a story called The Vatican City. The Vatican called Monday for a radical reform of the world's financial systems, including the creation of a global policy, political authority to manage the economy. Any proposal by the Political Council for Justice and Peace calls for the new world economic order based on ethics and the advancement of the universal common good. And I'm serious. This is a serious story.
Of course it is.
I don't know that word. That denounced the pontiff at all costs responsible for the global financial system. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I see. The profit mentality of all costs caused the mental breakdown. Well, that was just those guys blowing up the banks. The proposal acknowledges, however, that the long road still needs to be traveled before arriving at the creation of a public authority with universal jurisdiction, and suggests the reform process begin with the United Nations as a point of reference. The Vatican pronouncements on the economy are meant to guide the world leaders as well as the global church. United States Roman Catholic bishops, for example, have released a voter guide for the 2012 elections that highlights social concerns such as ending poverty.
Yeah, that's a very interesting article that you're working up there, because this is the kind of stuff, and I'm going to cover a little bit of that when we go to the UN Day discussion in a moment, but I'll look into that a little bit more myself. I'm always very interested in what comes out of the Vatican. Anytime the cardinals start to put out voters' guides, we need to pay attention, because, you know, if there's anybody that can raise billions on a Sunday or a Fish Friday, it's the Catholic Church. You know, they have a lot of adherents, and when they put out a call for money, they can get the alms in a hurry, and then through their own banking system, they can do all kinds of economic voodoo with that, and the next thing you know, their Catholic politicians are being elected all over the world. So we do need to be very aware of that. And then again, to see that the Catholic Church is coming out, the Pontiff is coming out with a new global currency, right on time delivery, along with Mikhail Gorbachev. I got an article from him about him over the weekend. The same is coming from Zbigniew. The same is coming from other leading economists. You know, we can see where they're going. They had to create a dandy. Yeah. They created a really dandy problem, David, and they brought the whole system down with these toxic derivatives and so on, things like that, the mortgages. And now they're going to bring out the solution because, after all, the Wall Street, Occupy this crowd all across America. They're calling for change. They want to go from dictatorship to democracy, and democracy now. But good call, David. Thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again here on our Monday, Moonday, October the 24th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, called from David in Idaho, brings to our attention this article off of Huffington Post. Have it up now in front of me. And a good call. Thank you very much, David, for bringing that to our attention. Vatican calls for radical economic reform of the world's financial systems by Victor L. Simpson on the Huffington Post. Okay? Ordinarily, I don't go to this website, but this is an article worthy of our discussion. Again, the Vatican calls for Monday for radical reform of the world's financial systems. And they're going to dial in the Pope, you know. They're going to bring the guy with the fish hat in on this subject. We need to be paying attention, including the creation of a global political authority to manage the economy. Well, they're going through all kinds of gyrations in the EU right now. And the IMF, and, you know, with Lagarde and all the rest of this, you know. Proposal by the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. Well, I tell you what. when the Vatican calls for justice and peace, you better guard your neck, you know. It was convert or die, you heathen, heretic, you know. Anyway, order based on ethics, notice or order there. They call for a new world economic order. Of course, on Friday, I gave you another article calling for a new world order on ethics and the achievement of a universal common good. This is the greatest good of the greatest number. This is the happiness principle. We've been talking about it. Burlamaqui, Sir Francis Hutcheson, and others. And again, continues, it follows the Benny the Rat, Benedict Arnold the Rat here, 2009 economic encyclical that denounced a profit at all cost mentality as responsible for the global financial meltdown. Well, you know, profit good, loss bad, you know. Privatize the profit, socialize the losses. You can't say that he's not capitalizing on something, but then again, since when did the Rome ever not be at the heart of the discussion? The proposal acknowledges, however, that a long road still needs to be traveled before arriving at the creation of a public authority with universal jurisdiction. Anytime you talk about universal, remember, just go, don't take my word for it, go to the dictionary and look it up. Universal means Catholic. Catholic means universal. They're synonymous. Universal. So what is he talking about? He's talking about a universal jurisdiction or one Catholic jurisdiction. Let's go back and take a look at the writings of Auguste Comte. And in his catechism for the positive religion, the universal religion of humanity, at the very end of all of this, he says, well, yeah, the religion of humanity will look very much like Catholicism in the end. Anyway, the Vatican pronouncements on the economy are meant to guide world leaders as well as the global church. The global church, that would be the World Council of Churches. United States Roman Catholic bishops, for example, have released a voter's guide for 2012 election that highlights social concerns. I wonder how they feel about Mormons, anyway, or fundamentalists like Michelle Bachmann. It's an exercise of responsibility not only toward the current, but above all, toward future generations. So now we're getting right into sustainable development, you know, development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. What a global program. It's an exercise of responsibility not only toward the current, but above all, the future generations, so that hope for a better future and confidence in human dignity and capacity for good may never be extinguished, he said. And it continues. The proposal also calls for it highlights that reforms must assure that financial and monetary policies will not damage the weakest economies, while also achieving fair distribution of the world's wealth. Okay? This is the redistribution of wealth scheme from nations, between nations, from the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere, from the west to the east. A fair redistribution of our wealth. The proposal also calls for a minimum shared body of rules to manage the global financial market. What is this minimum shared body of rules? Will it be the Noahide laws, maybe? The Ten Commandments, according to Benny the Rat and Benny Netanyahu. While past Vatican pronouncements have been condemned, unfettered capitalism, the latest criticized, and an economic liberalism that spurns rules and controls. The hell with the rules, right? And no controls. Well, from dictatorship to democracy, Gene Sharp, GeneSharpFilm.com, the Albert Einstein Institution. Thanks for the tip. Thanks for the article, David. It's on my browser now. Saudi succession again starts on the crown prince's death. All right, so they're toppling the dominoes in the east. They've got a dead Saud. Prince Naif, born in 1934, is most likely royal candidate for the crown. Anyway, 1934. Again, another pudding eater in a robe to be the head of the Saudis. Anyway, he's 87 years old. No, King Abdullah, who was 87, left a hospital in Riyadh last week after undergoing a surgery to relieve back pain. He traveled to the U.S. in November for 3 months of medical care. The death of the Sultan comes after Saudi Arabia, which has the biggest economy in the Arab world, announced $130 billion in social and housing spending after the youth-driven uprisings toppled leaders in Tunisia. Well, be careful. Be careful there, Saudi Arabia. Remember, Muammar Gaddafi had all of the housing spending and youth-driven stuff going on over there, too. And the financial house didn't like that. The House of Rothschild didn't care for that at all. They have to crush them. And they've done that now. And now the dominoes, now all the dominoes are falling off the camels in Arabia. Anyway, it's also increased its oil supply to help meet rising demands after exports from Libya collapsed during the uprising against Muammar Gaddafi. Of course, they didn't come out in support of Muammar Gaddafi. No, they didn't. The Saudis will want to convey a message of continuity in terms of their economic policies and reiterate their commitments to oil market stability at a time of global uncertainty and OPEC divisions. Well, it goes on and it goes on. But they have 7,000 members of the royal family. 7,000 members of the royal family to choose from here in this succession. Let's give you the last bit. Sultan was educated in religion, culture, and statecraft at the royal court of his father, King Abdulaziz Al-Saud. His career in public service began in 1947. This is going to be one of those forward thinkers, right? He's got the 21st century right on his radar screen, correct? When he was appointed governor of Riyadh, whose main task is resolving disputes among the 7,000 members of the royal family. 5 years later, he became the kingdom's first minister of agriculture. 87? No. Old dude. Began his career service began in 1947. This guy's going to be really up to date. He'll be a progressive, won't he? Anyway, that's not the end of the story. Here's a little bit more. Libya declares liberation. Tunisia holds a vote. All right. Libya's interim leaders officially declared the country's liberation following the death of Muammar Gaddafi and called for reconciliation after more than 40 years under the autocratic leader. Quote, we enter with steady steps and with faith in God in a new period. Was Pastor Hagee made his way over there or what? The post-liberation period, Abdel Hafiz Goga, the vice chairman of the National Transitional Council, said yesterday at a ceremony in Benghazi marked by fireworks, cheering crowds, and celebratory gunfire.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of course, everybody, including the controlled media and public education, wants you to think of the Ku Klux Klan, you know, as, you know, being out to hang all, lynch all of the black people, all the Negro chattel slaves. But does everybody remember, you know, that was the Ku Klux Ploy. That was the beginning move. The Ku Klux Klan really had its biggest political outpouring and its greatest successes when it was sharpening its axe against the rampant immigration of Eastern European Jews. And Catholics probably didn't remember that, didn't catch that one in school. Jews and Catholics, not Negro slaves that were freed and that were causing damage in the South. Anyway, this is back to the article again about Libya. We enter with steady steps, with faith in God, a new period in the post-liberation period. So they got their dictatorship to democracy, Gene Sharp. They accomplished that now. All right, we'll find out whether they're going to really be happy. But we as an Islamic state have adopted the Islamic Sharia as the main source of legislation. You know, Christian fundamentalists are so, you know, come on, dyslexic or something. I don't know. They were all out there, you know, championing race. You know, oh, boy, you know, war in Libya. And drove them right into the arms of this Sharia. All right, and that's what they're going to do here. As such, any law that runs contrary to the Islamic principles of the Islamic Sharia is legally void. He said the country's banking industry would be Sharia compliant and that Islamic law would govern marriage and divorce in the North African country. Charging interest, quote, brings about diseases and creates hatred, he said. Brings about diseases and creates hatred, he said. Charging interest, the disease. I guess, you know, Jewish bankers, that's kind of like a pariah, a parasite in your country. I guess you could get rid of the parasites. Charging interest. Anyway, and it goes on. But I just thought I'd bring that little blurb to you, all right? We, as an Islamic state, have adopted the Islamic Sharia as the main source of legislation. And as such, any law that runs contrary to the Islamic principles of the Islamic Sharia is legally void. He said the country's banking industry would be Sharia compliant and that Islamic law would govern marriage and divorce in the North African country. Charging interest brings about diseases and creates hatred, he said. And that's the new Libya, and welcome to it. Caterpillar, of course, they're happy. Things are going well in the mining sector. Caterpillar profit tops estimates on mining equipment demand, and their shares are climbing, said Shruti Date Singh. Wow, what a name, Shruti. Shruti, that's Shruti Date. Shruti Date Singh. Singh. He probably likes to dress in chiffon. Caterpillar Incorporated, the world's largest construction and mining equipment maker, posted a third quarter net income that topped analyst estimates as demand for shovels and drills. Shovel-ready jobs, right? Shovels and drills used to dig up the metals rose. Third quarter net income rose to $1.14 billion, or $1.71 a share, from $792 million, or $1.22 a share a year earlier. The Peoria... Everybody always made jokes about being from Peoria, but a Caterpillar's from Peoria. The Peoria, Illinois-based company said in a statement today, That don't play well in Peoria. Yeah. That's higher than the $1.57 a share average, 15 analysts estimated, blah, blah, blah. The company said full-year profit will be $6.75 a share, blah, blah, blah. We see compelling supply tailwinds in Caterpillar's mining business. Compelling supply tailwinds. We're moving into mining in a big way, all right? And that's important to understand because as we become more interconnected, interoperable, and interdependent, we're going to have to find more minerals. You know, you're just not going to be able to bring everybody on the planet up to this specious, you know, level of a Warden June Cleaver, 1950s America. Everybody's got a, you know, level entry ranch rambler with a 57 Chevrolet in the driveway. No, no, you can't bring up the people in Togo and Lesotho to that level unless we have just one whole hell of a lot more minerals being mined. We're going to have to consume like we've never consumed the resources of the planet to bring everybody up to that level. That's right. And the Caterpillar is well positioned to outperform in a slow growth economy driven by its leading global franchise and returns, solid commodity reinvestment outlook, and reasonable valuation. You know, sustainable development has nothing to do with the bugs and the bunnies. Not at all. It's sustaining development. It's sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns. So there's a lot of people out there, the green weenies, the tree huggers. You know, they think that supporting sustainable development is going to be good for Gaia. No, no, no. Time to do your homework. Read a little bit. Open up your windows of understanding, please, and do so soon. The EU outlines a bank plan as the summit reaches halfway. That's right. They're at the halfway point over there. They're trying to figure out what the hell to do next. That's right. That's what they're doing. James Nugger. Ever wonder what nougat is anyway? I was getting another Milky Way candy bar the other day and filled with nougat. I thought, well, nougat. What is nougat? Where does it come from? And Tony Zucker, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg, European leaders reached the halfway mark of their marathon to end the debt crisis, outlining plans to aid banks and ruling out tapping the European Central Bank's balance sheet to boost the region's rescue fund. Aid banks. Outlining plans to aid banks. Wow. They don't get together and meet with this kind of enthusiasm and furor over aiding the people. But by God, they'll just pull out all the stops to aid the banks. Stocks advanced. Oh, who cares? It seems that progress has been made over the weekend to get to a comprehensive package. Watch that word comprehensive when you see it. Cover your package. It's in jeopardy, but it's unlikely to be a bold one, so they're timidly moving forward. There remain many open questions, no doubt, like where the hell's the money going to come from to do this? Anyway, options are converging. Work is going well on the banks and on the fund and the possibilities of using the fund. And the options are converging, so they're coming into some kind of consensus, according to Nicolas Sarkozy. He told the reporters at the Brussels summit yesterday on the question of Greece, things are moving along, but we're not there yet. Well, anyway, they're trying to do something. Hard to say what they're going to do, but yes, indeed, and in fact, today is the United Nations birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. 66 years of collectivism. How's it working out for you? Well, no many more. Anyway, United Nations, we the peoples, a stronger UN for a better world. You can find it at un.org. I'm on the homepage today. The United Nations, we the peoples, a stronger UN for a better world. Wow. How's it working for the Libyans? Not too well. Anyway, they've got all kinds of stuff in here. United Nations chief congratulates Tunisians on a peaceful holding of a historic polls. Bonn voices sympathy and offers UN help after a deadly quake in Turkey. The United Nations renews commitment to support Libya as new leaders declare their liberation. Of course, they didn't support Libya under Gaddafi. Winds of change, North Africa and the Middle East, climate change, Millennium Development Goals, situation in the Middle East, UN business partnerships, women, peace, and security. Just some of the headline news on the United Nations webpage. United Nations Day, the 24th of October, 2011. Let us unite, 7 billion strong, in the name of the global common good. That's the message for the United Nations Day 2011 by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. I don't know whether he's any relation to Sun Myung-moon, but they seem to be Moonies nonetheless. October 31st, 2011, the world's population is expected to reach 7 billion. We're very close now to 7 billion. They've got a countdown clock. Wow, it's just racing. World population going up and up and up, 7 billion by the 31st of October. Carry on a little bit further with that right after this.
Great talk radio. You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. Yes, yes, yes. It is the United Nations Day. It is the 66th birthday of the United Nations, 66th anniversary, as we descend further and further into the collectivist new world order. I wonder whether the United Nations would share their birthday cake with Israel. I wonder if Benny the Rat would give a blessing over the kosher-certified United Nations cake. I wonder. Well, you can have your cake, but you can't eat it, too, because the food legislation won't allow you to do that. You know, it might be harmful to your health. Yeah. Anyway, a campaign spearheaded by the UN Population Fund, UNFPA, called 7 Billion Actions, seeks to inspire change that'll make a difference by highlighting positive action by individuals and organizations around the world. You know, it's that individuals and organizations around the world. On the one hand, they're out there championing, you know, for United This and United That, United We Strike and all the other sort of things like that, you know. On the other hand, they want to destroy the United Nations, or the United States. So you can't have a stronger United Nations without destroying the United States. What kind of a dystopic mind screw is that? Anyway, as part of an annual outreach program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E, UN for You, that's the UN for You, on the 24th of October, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will visit the New Explorations into Science, Technology, and Math High School in New York City. The New Explorations into Science, Technology, and Math High School in New York City. It's probably a charter school. Maybe they practice Sharia law there as well. There he'll announce the countdown to the 31st of October and will promote the 2011 theme for UN Day, Ways the United Nations Makes a Difference in Everyday Life. I'm not too pleased with the way that the United Nations has been making a difference in my life every day. But here's the history of the day, the background. UN Day marks the anniversary of the entry into force in 1945 of the United Nations Charter. With the ratification of this founding document by the majority of its signatories, including the five permanent members of the Security Council, the United Nations officially came into being. Creationism they deny, but they do talk about coming into being. The October the 24th has been celebrated as United Nations Day since 1948. Huh. That was when that illegitimate box of rocks over in the Med was created too, was it not? In 1971, the United Nations General Assembly recommended that the day be observed by member states as a public holiday, a public holy day. So we're going to observe it as a public holy day today. The 2011 UN Day concert theme, celebrating cultural diversity. How's that working out for Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and America? Cultural diversity. The UN concert is a traditional part of the celebration of the day at the UN headquarters. There'll be a lot of boom-boom going on over there at the UN headquarters today. This year's concert is sponsored by the Permanent Mission of Mongolia. Wow. Well, get down, baby. Yeah, Mongolian music today to the United Nations, and it's dedicated. I wonder if they brought some horses, you know, the Mongols, you know, well, everywhere. It is dedicated to celebrating cultural diversity. It features the traditional long song and throat slitting, the unique Mongolian form of singing, which has been included along with the Mongolian horse head fiddle on UNESCO's list of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity, an intangible cultural heritage of humanity. Well, on their list, they make lists of everything: heritage sites, you know, dams, water, people. Cultural diversity is a driving force of development, not only with respect to economic growth, but also as a means of leading a more fulfilling intellectual, emotional, moral, and spiritual life. Well, of course, cultural diversity certainly has a way of paring away at your spiritual life. Doesn't do a lot of good for your morals either. It does kind of produce kind of a dystopic emotional reaction, and I don't know whether it really fulfills any intellectual value either, but they claim that cultural diversity can do it all. Cultural diversity is thus an asset that is indispensable for poverty. I'd say so. Oh, poverty reduction. Yeah, that's right. From the Western white boy to the others, we redistribute our wealth as we are brought down into the cesspool of cultural diversity. At the same time, acceptance and recognition of cultural diversity, in particular through the innovative use of media and ICTs, the innovative use of media. Have you noticed that? Now, I don't watch television, so I can't talk to that. But I do get little flyers and circulars in our local newspaper, and it seems that all advertisements these days, and it's really been going on for about 20 years, all advertisements, whether it's from your local appliance store or no matter where it is, you know, there's always five or six races in every photograph. Like every home has a black man for a father, a white woman for a mother, and three Chinese adopted children, and two of these, and four of those, and six of these. Wow. After all, what was it? Michelle Bachmann said the other day at one of the at the Bloomberg debate, she has 27 children. brother. The promotion of cultural diversity, the common humanity heritage, according to UNESCO's Universal Declaration on Cultural Diversity 2001 and its corollary dialogue, has become one of the most pressing contemporary issues, and for this reason is central to the UNESCO mandate. That's right. Believe it. It came right off their website. They said it. I believe it. Secretary General's message. Days from now, this is Bonky, yeah, Bong Ki Moon, he's speaking, this is the moon speaking, he's mooning us. Days from now, the human family will welcome its 7 billionth member. Imagine that Holdren is too happy about that. They'll probably do everything they can do to reduce the population figure. Well, they're working on it. Someday, some say our planet is too crowded. I say we're 7 billion strong. The world has made remarkable progress since the United Nations was born 66 years ago today. Such progress. We're living longer. Not everyone's living longer. More of our children survive, except in America, where the survival rate after birth is, I think, 40th in the chain of nations. We can't seem to get our young people to survive the experience of childbirth. More and more of us live at peace. Bull crap. Under the democratic rule of law, see that rule of law is starting to trouble me, but democratic, right, from dictatorship to democracy, and a 9mm shot into the head at close range to the head of Muammar Gaddafi. That's democratic rule, living at peace. As we've seen in this dramatic year, people everywhere are standing up for their rights and human freedoms. Their rights and human freedoms, separated by a conjunction in the word human. You know, monsters, monster freedoms, freedom monsters, and their rights. And yet, all this progress is under threat. From economic crisis, rising joblessness and inequality, climate change. Wow. Gotta throw that one in there. Around the world, too many people live in fear. Too many people believe that their governments and the global economy can no longer deliver for them. Well, the truth to that. Around the world, too many people live in fear. In these turbulent times, there's only one answer. Unity of purpose. Unity of purpose. It's like the Unitarian Church, you know. Global problems demand global solutions. There's truth to that. They compel all nations to unite in action on an agenda for the world's people. That would be the United Nations Agenda 21. The Program of Action for Sustainable Development. That is the very mission of the United Nations, he says. To build a better world. To leave no one behind. That really concerns me. I hope it concerns you too. Leave no children behind. I think homeschooling is the best way to go. But to stand for the poorest and the most vulnerable in the name of global peace and social justice. How's that working out in the Sudan? Uganda. Libya. Tunisia, elsewhere. On this special day, let us recognize never has the United Nations been so needed. In our increasingly interconnected world, we all have something to give and something to gain by working together. Let us unite 7 billion strong in the name of the global common good. That's the greatest good of the greatest number. And that's right. We all have something to give. And give until it hurts, and you weep, and it hurts, and you give, and it hurts. Stimulus to labor, Ludwig von Mises had this to say, it's the duty of the citizen of the socialist commonwealth to work for the community according to his powers and his ability. In return, he has a claim against the community for a share in the social dividend. He who unjustifiably omits to perform his duty will be recalled to obedience by the usual methods of state coercion. The economic administration would exercise so great a power over the individual citizen that it is inconceivable that anyone could permanently withstand it. You have a duty to work, my friends. Get busy.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Yes, the chat room reminding me of Fire Sign Theater. Dave? Dave who? Dave's not here. Dave's not here. Yeah. In the capitalist system, the worker receives the value of the product of his labor. Isn't that novel? Let's try that again. In the capitalist system, the worker receives the value of the product of his labor. The static or natural wage rate tends to such a level that the worker receives the value of the product of his labor, i.e., all that is attributable to his work. The worker himself is therefore concerned that his productivity should be as great as possible. These are ideas that have been long forgotten in America, you know. Today they pretend to pay us, we pretend to work, just like in the Soviet Union. But the worker himself is therefore concerned that his productivity should be as great as possible, especially if you want to keep your job. This does not apply to work done for piece rates only. The level of time rate is also dependent upon the margin of productivity of the particular kind of work concerned. The technical form of wage payment, which is customary, does not alter the level of wages in the long run. The wage rate has always a tendency to return to its static level, and time rates are no exception. Of course, the Occupy Wall Street people think they should get $20 an hour for minimum wage. But even so, work done for time wages gives us an opportunity of observing how work is carried on when the worker feels that he is not working for himself because there's no connection between his output and his remuneration. Under time wages, the more skillful worker has no inducement to do more than the minimum expected from every worker. See, this is the problem with union labor and prevailing wage labor. It's one of the great problems. Because under time wages, the more skillful worker has no inducement to do more than the minimum expected from every worker. Even the best carpenter just slows down, spaces out his blows, can't wait till morning break, then lunch, then afternoon break, and then off we go at 3:30 and everybody goes home, right? You can put him out on the weekend when he's doing work for himself, and that hammer just fairly soars. But during the week at his union job, he puts out no more than the slowest guy on the crew. I've seen it. Up front and personal. Under capitalism, the graduation of time wages for different kinds of work greatly mitigates these social effects of the system of payment by time. The worker has a motive in finding a position where the minimum work required is as great as he can perform because the wage increases with the rise in the minimum requirements. And remember, when the minimum is the maximum that you're willing to put out, mediocrity can be your only result. Only when we depart from the principle of graduating time wages according to work required does the time wage begin to affect production. This is particularly noticeable in the case of state and municipal employment. Haven't you heard the mantra so many times that we're sick of it? Overworked, underpaid, and understaffed. In government work, it's always move up, move out, or die. They must expend their budgets annually. Otherwise, they run the risk of being defunded or having their funding reduced. So they expend them all. It's to no one's advantage to be a productive if you work for government. After all, if you're productive, you can't complain that you're overworked. You can't complain that you're overstaffed. That means you can't hire additional workers, which means you can never get a promotion to a superintendent or supervisory level. So the incentive is to spend all of the money that you have coming in, always exhaust your budget so that you're underfunded, then complain and ask for more money, then work less than you could ever do anywhere else so that you're always understaffed, and then complain of being underpaid. It's a vicious cycle. It has to stop. The result of all these policies has clearly vindicated the principle that the worker only puts forth his best efforts when he knows that he stands to gain by it. And so whether you apply the principle of profit at an individual level or at a corporate level, profit is the motive for being involved in contract and in business in the first place. And so we only, you know, stain ourselves when we stain capitalism as a system. There has certainly been a lot of perversion that we need to understand, however. Under socialism, the usual connection between work performed and its remuneration cannot exist. All attempts to ascertain what the work of the individual has produced and thereby to determine the wage rate must fail because of the impossibility of calculating the productive contributions of the different factors of production. See, if everybody all along the entire chain is sandbagging, you can never come up with any reasonable calculations. We find that every morning when we look at Econoday's calendar. The numbers are never right. They always have to be adjusted next week, and nobody really knows, except John Williams, shadowstats.com. But any such differentiation would be arbitrary. Let us suppose that the minimum requirement is determined for each branch of production. Let us suppose that this is be done on the basis of Rod Bertus's proposal for a normal working day. Each industry there is laid down the same time which a worker with average strength and effort can continue to work and the amount of work which an average worker of average skill and an industry can perform in this time. We'll completely ignore the technical difficulties in the way of deciding in any particular concrete example the question whether this minimum has been achieved or not. Nevertheless, it is obvious that any such general determination can only be quite arbitrary. The average quality of the worker average skill, average strength, average effort, average industry. These are all vague conceptions that cannot be exactly determined. And this is the problem with collective social planning, central planning. It's all based on the average. And as you reduce your expectations, and as you stop inspecting to get what you expect, the whole system slowly grinds to a halt. Until you get to a point where we are today in America, where the average man, that specious average man, John Average, John Q. Average man and Average Jane, are unwilling to work. They've lost all incentive to work. They only pretend to work, and they pretend to get paid, right? Under capitalism, everybody who takes an active part in business life is concerned that labor should be paid the whole product. The employer who dismisses a worker who is worth his wage harms only himself. I mean, if you've got somebody that really knows how to swing the hammer, he's the last guy to get sacked on layoff day. Dropping down a bit further, and the foreman, again, who discharges a good worker and retains a bad one, adversely affects the business results of the department under his charge, and thereby indirectly harms himself. Here, we do not need formal criteria to limit the decisions of those who have to judge the work performed. Under socialism, such criteria would have to be arbitrarily misused. And so then, the worker would have no further interest in the actual performance of work. He would only be concerned to do as much as is prescribed by the formal criteria in order to avoid punishments. These are the things you can learn by reading Ludwig von Mises, which is one of the reasons why the von Mises Institute has gained such, you know, Austrian School of Economics has gained such recognition. It helps sometimes to sit down and actually study something, and here in this treatise on socialism that runs over, what, 550 pages, Ludwig goes into it pretty carefully. You learn a lot, about 3 lineal feet of books written by Ludwig von Mises if you buy the entire collection from the Liberty Fund books, but you better take the winter off if you hope to sit down and read them all. It took me over a month to read and digest this one alone. Closer examination shows that these arguments lead to only 2 conceivable alternatives. Free obedience to the moral law with no compulsion, save that of the individual conscience, or enforced service under a system of reward and punishment. Yet neither of these will achieve the end sought. The former supplies no sufficient incentive to persist in overcoming the disutility of labor, even though it is publicly extolled on every possible occasion and proclaimed in all schools and churches. The latter can only lead to a formal performance of duty, never to a performance with the expenditure of all of one's powers. And here then he just goes on and he continues and he walks into John Stuart Mill and others. Of course, we could go over to Albert Van Dicey, maybe Dicey, and find similar stuff. And perhaps we will tomorrow. Unfortunately, we're all out of time. I'll be back again then. I hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Network.